happily sat next to her on the deck, folding my legs in front of me, determined to master my emotions. I still had a mission to complete, and it wouldn't do to be ruled by them. The bounty hunters we'd eliminated here might not be the only ones on the planet. More could be waiting at the island for us. I didn't know how much time slipped past, but when Drusel entered the bay and told me the ship's security had been sliced and was now safe to fly, I was ready, and the sun was riding low on the horizon. "You checked the cockpit, too?" I asked. "There might be additional traps there."
"Oh, yes. Everything has been seen to."
"All right. Let's get to the rendezvous." Drusel had fed the coordinates into the computer, and after taking some time to orient myself to the controls, I had the ship rise vertically to a safe height above the ocean before banking west. I didn't want to become a snack for anything underneath the waves. The scanning equipment on the ship was serviceable, but not near the level of the Desert Jewel. We got a look at the island, much larger than the one we had left behind, and saw that there were plenty of heat signatures and life readings there, along with a Corellian corvette on the ground that could have anywhere from a dozen to hundreds of people on board. It was one of the combat-outfitted CR-90s with 6 dual turbolasers, and I wondered if Major Derlin could still be there. If he was, he'd probably seen this ship before, which meant he would shoot at us on sight if he could. I spun the ship into evasive maneuvers, just in time as a volley of laser fire zipped past us into the sky. I flipped on the deflector shields, cursing myself for not doing so as a routine precaution, and changed my approach to the island. We'd have to land some distance away and walk in, calling to make sure we weren't ambushed. I didn't know how to hail Major Derlin from the ship, but then I thought maybe R2 could figure it out, since he was wired into this unfamiliar system. He wasn't in the cockpit, though, and I didn't know which of the auxiliary switches would activate an intercom link to him. Deciding to go low-tech, I shouted over my shoulder and hoped he would hear me. "R2, can you reach that ship on the island and patch it through if they respond? Tag your query with Alliance codes." We had to scramble out of the firing range of the other craft for another minute, but eventually a voice came through to the cockpit demanding to know how we had come to possess Alliance codes. "This is Lieutenant Luke Skywalker. We destroyed all the bounty hunters that came to kill us, and I've commandeered this ship. I have Drusel Beforin on board, ready to reunite with her family. Please stop shooting at us and let us land." After a pause, a different voice replied. There was the unmistakable sound of cheering going on behind him.
"Lieutenant Skywalker, this is Major Bren Derlin. So good to hear your voice, sir. Drusel's family is alive and well. You're cleared to land."
"Copy that. Coming around. See you soon." A noise in the ship startled me. Something like a bantha horking up a glob of phlegm the size of a small moon. It turned out to be Drusel, reacting to the news. She'd been listening in. Gibbon don't have mucous membranes similar to humans or even tear ducts, so her loud expression of raw emotion was nothing I would have encountered before. Bren Derlin's team, a couple of squadrons of experienced troops, was waiting for us outside the ship. Weapons ready, but lowered, just in case a bounty hunter walked out after all. But they smiled and put away their weapons when I emerged. They looked tired, and Derlin's legendary mustache drooped a bit, but they were otherwise in good shape. He signaled to one of his troops, and she waved someone forward who was out of sight on the ship. And that turned out to be Drusel's family. Her husband and 2 children clattered down the landing ramp with excited steps, and Drusel ran to meet them. They collided together with outstretched arms and many awkward noises. "What happened?" I asked Major Derlin. "The bounty hunters followed you here?" Chagrined, he nodded.
"Unavoidable. Just bad timing. We were in the middle of extracting the family when word went out about the bounty on Drusel. Suddenly the family got checked on and we were discovered. We had a firefight getting out of there. I lost 3 men, and 4 hunters followed us out of the system. We lost the Empire once we jumped, but picked up more hunters as we went. I think some of them called in their friends.
But they didn't call the Empire?
The bounty on the family was too small to fight over, but the money for Drusel was worth a stakeout and splitting the proceeds. We hoped you'd be here waiting, and we could take off right away. But instead we had to fortify and try to hold them off.
Clearly you succeeded. The Major shrugged his shoulders and managed to do the same with his mustache.
They never attacked. They just jammed us to prevent us from broadcasting any messages and waited for you to show up. We couldn't leave the family here on their own, or it would have become a hostage situation. And if we tried to pick a fight, we'd have been outgunned.
Why didn't they just attack you then? We were coming regardless.
We made it clear that if they did attack, we'd take a couple of them with us. And they made it clear we weren't allowed to leave and change the venue. The smartest choice for everyone was to wait for you to arrive. And since they weren't letting the Empire know we were here, I thought you had a good chance of winning through. And you did.
Not without cost, though, I said. I bobbed my head back at the ship. We lost the Desert Jewel back there, and lost Nakari Kellen, too. Derlin's face fell.
Nakari was with you? They didn't tell me. I'm very sorry, Luke. We met her not long ago. She was a top-shelf sniper. Taught me and the boys a few things.
I nodded, keeping my emotions firmly reined in. She taught me a lot, too. I waved a hand at his corvette. Are you in good shape? Okay to head back to the fleet?
Yeah. We have some scorch marks, but that's about it.
Can I ride along?
Of course.
Drusel came over with her family, a lady.